Well, Angelica Houston was mostly in the primary school, but we had the same French teacher herself and myself, Sister Annunciation. She was a marvellous French teacher because she taught French to Angelica. Now, I don't actually remember Angelica in class, but she was there, and I'm sure she will remember it herself, you know. And, of course, Edna O'Brien preceded me, and there is no need for me to say what a flair she has for English and her literature, and it's just lovely. I've been reading again The Country Girls, not her autobiography, but the first one she wrote. And she had a marvellous French teacher, an English teacher, I mean, Sister Austin Donoghue, had at least three students who became writers. Edna is the most famous, I'd say, but there was also another young girl there in my own time, but Austin taught her, Sheila Conway. And she has written a few books, and another girl called Divine, and she wrote children's books. And I'd say a lot of that was due to Sister Austin. Austin had great flair, and she was a medical student herself in college when she decided to enter. I'm not sure why she decided, but she was followed by her sister, who did home economics, and they were both much loved. And her sister, at over 90, is still cooking dinner and going to Mass every day, and very much with it, as they say.
It was an amazing group of women. I mean, many of the women religious in Ireland who joined different religious orders, they made huge contributions that perhaps have been overshadowed in recent times by reports, but by no means is it fair to say that those reports reflect one section, but there were very many wonderful, good women whom you would have known who made a great contribution, not just to Irish society, but to other countries as well.
Well, I think that's really true. And I knew so many, and I didn't really intend to speak about Sister John, I mean, who was a nurse, decorated by the Queen for her bravery in the Second World War, and she entered she was probably about 30 when she entered, having gone through the war as a nurse in the RAF and all those other, and been to India, and her medals and decoration, whatever, you know, laurels that she got are in the archives in Galway still. And John was the nurse in Vanislough, and I was there in school. And she worked in her later years in the orphanage, but I believe she did great work when there was very, very little money. I remember she said to me once that only for the money that she got from her relatives in America, she would not have been able to dress and feed the children that were in school as well as she did. And she had, in 1951, I was still a student, and every Sunday she had a film. And I saw more films in that last year than I have ever seen in my life. They were funny, of course. John didn't like us to see all the pieces, so occasionally she put her hand in front of the screen. Things were too intimate, but I still got the good gist of what was happening.
So you went from Loughrea to Woodford,
yes,
principal there, continued your community approach to education.
Yes.
And what do you think you learned most in those years between then and your sabbatical times in the 90s?
I suppose my way of working with people was one thing that I learned, working with them rather than for them. And my ideas on God also changed from a God that was kind of distant and remote and maybe judgmental to an all-loving God. That has changed. And readings like from Hans Urs von Balthasar on truth and beauty and goodness or justice have formed me too, have helped to form my understandings of people and indeed of the glory of God. And of course now this new cosmic approach and the interconnectedness of all things, and that everything is sacred. I'm so careful now, I never liked wasps, but I always try now to open the window and shoo them out rather than killing them, rather believing that everything has a place. I don't always succeed, but I have a new mindset about the sacredness of all things.
Almost like the Buddhist insight.
Well, possibly. I may not be as meditative as the Buddhist, but I think I have a new mindset and a new awareness of and the ever expanding universe. So my image of God is emerging as well, but deep down I believe in truth and beauty and goodness or justice, and that everything is sacred.
And just a final word, you're full of hope for the future. When you look around, these are tough times for people. We're living in not the easiest, and you grew up in not the easiest of times. What would you say?
Well, I think there's always hope. I think God is very much alive and well and with us. And I'm full of hope. I believe new ways of being will come into operation. What with the expanding universe and my own enriched concept of God, I have no doubt, but there will be new ways of living and working and being together. But meanwhile, I think that just good conversations and relating to each other and depending on each other, interdependence rather than dependence, and not to be too worried about money. You know, it makes me sad when I hear all that are in dire straits. But we had no money in the 50s, or none in the 80s, as a matter of interest, either. But we had one another, and we had people. And I think not to be afraid to tell your story, because I think everybody has a story to tell. And as some wonderful Indian woman, and I think Mary Robinson was the one I heard quoting it, says that it's for sharing and not for keeping. So I'd advise anyone to write their story, because I believe we all have a story to tell.